and gentlemen, you are in for a treat as we talk about things that will make you think. When your parents said there's no monsters under your bed, that all things spooky are just in your head. Join us as we explore all things strange, the mysteries and tales that can't be explained. From UFOs, cryptids, ghouls, and goblins, men in black, witches, Bigfoot, and dogmen, digging deep to find the truth. Some truths may be hard to believe. Some might even leave you loopy. But the truth is solely what we seek. Leaving you saying, talk about spooky.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Thank you for tuning in to Talk About Spooky, part two of the UFO series. I am your host, Matt.
And I'm your host, Akama.
So today we are going to do the follow-up on part two, where we have an interview with a guest who has a first account witness with the topic of UFOs. But before we get into that, Akamu is going to tell you a little bit about us.
So to start, you can find us out or find us on anchor.fm/talkaboutspooky, where we stream to all major streaming platforms, or just go to your favorite streaming platforms such as Spotify or iHeart, so on and so forth. Just type in Talk About Spooky and you'll find us there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, just Talk About Spooky and you'll find us there as well. Also, got a story you'd like to share with us? You can post it on our Facebook or send it to us via email at talkaboutspooky@gmail.com. You can send it through text or you can send it via voice clip. Don't forget to leave us a review on anchor.fm/talkaboutspooky. If you give us 5 stars, we'll give you a shout out. If you don't want to give us 5 stars,
screw you.
No, leave some feedback. We'll work on it. We'll take a look. We'll take it into consideration.
Constructive criticism.
Constructive. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
$5 word that I can't say right now. So, just to get the show started, as I stutter and trip over my words here, I got a really good friend here. She's got her own stories with UFO accounts and witness accounts and such. I'm going to introduce now. Her name is Vane Ripley Constantine. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, y'all. Glad to be here.
It's a very cool middle name.
Thank you. It's actually, and this is on the topic of the stream. Ripley is from Ellen Ripley from Alien. That's where I got the inspiration for the middle name, actually, when I was in the fifth grade.
Cool.
So when was your first experience? Like what age would you say?
So I was 17 years old. I was a junior in high school, and it was with my best friend at the time. Her name was Z. And we were very, very close. I didn't really have that many friends. Her family adored me. And we would hang out really late at night because that was the only time her family was home and I could hang out at her house. So one night we were having a horror movie night and we went to a 7-Eleven, which was in the middle of nowhere on like the end of Minneville here in Northern Virginia. And it was on a crossroads in the middle of a forest, and there was a 7-Eleven on the corner. And as soon as we got to the stoplight, right before we would cross over the crossroads to get to the other side, to the corner where the 7-Eleven was, they had their sunroof open, and it was me, Z, her mom, and her younger brother in the car, just 4 of us. And I remember looking up, and I saw, in a triangular shape, red pulsing lights. And at first I thought that was very strange, because they were very far apart. And it was almost moving slowly in a circular motion, just red pulsing lights in a triangular shape. So I remember not saying anything at first, but Z could clearly see that there was something wrong just by the expression on my face. So when we got to the parking lot of 7-Eleven, I see that everybody else that's there is standing outside looking at what's in the sky. So we got out of the car and I look up at the sky and I just completely freeze up because I don't know what to make of what I'm seeing right now. And it starts to move even faster in a circular motion, but it starts moving down the stripway. And there's no explanation for this whatsoever, because in the middle of the connection between the three triangles is just like a black void. And it was a clear night, so you saw no stars in between these three lights. and it was just moving across the sky. And it was way too large to be anything that any man could have created. It had no noise. There was no wind. There was no noise. There was no nothing. And I remember people in the parking lot were so freaked out that they actually ran back into 7-Eleven. We actually ran back into the car and we didn't end up going to 7-Eleven at all. And we just drove immediately back to the house. And I remember her mom was screaming. She was really scared. And we ran back to the car, got back to their house. And for the rest of the night, that's all we could talk about was that experience. And the next morning on a radio show called DC 101, the radio show host was saying that there was like over 100 people calling in reporting an unidentified flying object to the news that night. So we weren't the only ones who saw that. And there was like over 100 other people who saw it. So I knew that that was clarified, that I wasn't hallucinating or nobody else was hallucinating, and that it actually was never identified as to what it was. And that was just the first experience I've had with
that's pretty crazy.
Sighting. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember from the last show if anybody reported what I had mentioned, you know, I saw in the last show.
But no, we haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah. But
and that was in the same area, wasn't it?
No. What I saw was up in Washington State.
No. The recent accounts that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Woodbridge, wasn't it? Yeah, that wasn't my own account. That was a bunch of other people's accounts.
Right, but hers is in Woodbridge. 3rd.
It was around the same area.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know Minnieville Road.
Yeah. So that would be about the same area. And apparently there was more up in February.
It was on like the Dale City end of Woodbridge. Yeah.
Is there a military base around?
There's Quantico, but that's about 20 minutes.
And Fort Belvoir, which is a little further north.
Yeah, Fort Belvoir.
And Quantico didn't confirm that they did anything
of course
that night or anything. Oh. So
right, yeah, but see, Quantico is also, for those people who don't know, Quantico stretches pretty far because it goes to Stafford. And it's a pretty big base, and it's a Marine base. So for there to be like things in the air doesn't really make sense because Marines,
that's true,
they're ground soldiers, they're not.
Yeah,
that is very true.
Not Air Force. Yeah. But usually, like, if a lot of people report on seeing something and then people, you know, call and reach out to see, like, hey, was the military doing something or is this something else? Like, usually the military will come out and say, like, no, we weren't doing anything. But it's like we talked about on the last episode, it's the military. Like, if they didn't want you to see something, they're not going to be like, yeah, totally, we were flying. Like, you know, yeah. New inventions. Like, they're not going to say anything about it. But
yeah. So I guess that covers the lights in the sky kind of accounts. You said that was your first
experience. So that was a UFO experience. I've had much worse than that.
Okay, do tell. Unless you got some more to cover before we get into that. Matt?
No. Nope. I'm listening.
All right, we're into this. All right, start with
I don't fuck with aliens, so
yeah.
So if you met me in person, by the way, like, and you just saw how I dressed on a daily basis, you would probably assume she's not scared of anything. But the one thing that I am freaked out about and scared of is actually aliens.
Well, yeah.
So
the world knows your weakness.
Yes. Yeah, the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater ever was Signs.
That's a great movie. See, I said that was my favorite movie.
Like, I had UFO nightmares movie. For weeks. Literally, because when I went to go see it with my family, I wanted to see this horse movie that came out called Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron. Yeah. It came out the same year. And then we went to go see the movie Signs, and I saw the poster for it, and it was just like a bunch of like crops and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to see a movie about farming. So when I'm sitting in the theater and it's like this ominous, scary music in the beginning credits, I'm just like, this isn't going to be good at all. I'm already terrified.
So that's your second experience. No. I'm just kidding.
No, my second one is significantly more unsettling. So in Dale City, there's lots of foresty areas in between like housing complexes and stuff like that in Dale City. So where I live in Dale City, I actually live in the oldest townhouse complex section in all of Dale City. So it was built in like the early 60s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And directly behind my townhouse is a big forest. And there's like a little like miniature like river or something. Well, river's too big of a word to say. It's a little smaller than that.
Creek.
Creek that runs through it. Yeah. So One night I was sleeping, and this is when I lived on the top floor, and the bedroom was directly next to the forest, and the window looked directly out into the forest. So I remember sleeping and waking up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock. I heard some really, really strange noises coming from outside.
The witching hour.
Yes. And my bed was directly next to the window. So anything that happened outside, I would hear it. So I heard some weird high-pitched, like, almost like squealing. It was very hard to explain. I remember sitting up and hearing more of that noise, and then like clicking sounds, not like the ones from Signs. It was a lot deeper and honestly freakier.
Like Predator?
No, we ain't going there. Oh. I was petrified to open the blinds to see what was creating this noise, but I did it anyways. And when I opened the blinds, at first I saw nothing, and then I heard the screams again. I reopened the blinds and I saw three very, very tall, skinny black figures walking across the tree line away from my house. And I'm honestly not scared to admit this, but I actually, I pissed myself.
Mm. Like literally?
Yeah, I literally started to piss myself.
Oh shit.
I couldn't move. I was so scared from what I just saw.
Goddamn.
And I couldn't sleep I actually developed insomnia from that experience. I probably had insomnia for like 3 weeks, and then
when you say that there were like really black shadows, did they look like your typical shadow figure, like, or could you make out like details or anything?
It almost looked like the legs and arms are like longer than
your torso.
Torso, arms, and legs are just longer than the average human. I can't explain it. Like, I saw their backs in the shadows that were behind them, and they were just like walking away, like into the woods. And
how tall would you say they were?
Well over 6 feet.
Mm. And it's not as thick as a Sasquatch or something?
No. That's didn't look like it had any hair on it.
Oh.
I mean, if Sasquatch was in my backyard, I'd beat his ass.
Well, see, she ain't afraid of that.
I'll whoop him. It's like, what you doing on my property, boy? It's like, no. But yeah, no. Hmm. That was honestly, I've always wanted to destroy that memory out of my mind, because even talking about it right now gives me chills.
Talking about it helps, though.
I can't explain how it happened. The fact that it actually gave me insomnia.
That's insane.
Till this day, I'll probably never be able to explain what I saw. And my twin brother, I have a twin, by the way.
That's good.
He saw almost the same thing that night too, but he only saw the shadows because my bedroom is closer to the forest than his. So his is further away. So all he saw was the shadows. And he woke up the next morning with me and he was like, "You heard those noises last night, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he said, "Do you see those things walking around?" And I said, "Yeah." And it was kind of like an unspoken thing after that, but you said,
what exactly did the screams you say sound like? Like human screams or
no,
what?
Like screeching, like
oh.
I can't I tried almost to Google the sounds. I tried to Google the sounds and
like
I couldn't.
Pig.
Yeah, a squealing pig kind of thing.
I would have known it was a pig if I heard it.
World War Z.
No.
I mean, that's pretty close. I don't know.
That I Am Legend jolt.
Yeah.
So when was this moment?
This was the summer I had graduated high school.
So it was like a year later?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm turning 27 in October. So that was... I can't do math, so that was quite a while ago, but yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're 17 with your first experience, you're turning 27 now. 10 years ago was your first experience.
Yeah,
so a year later would be 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Math.
Yeah. I took math twice because I failed it twice.
Oh.
And then I was super advanced in history.
I was good at it, but I'm still good at
math
it.
Math is trash. But yeah.
But yeah. Cool. I mean, I'm not really cool for you. It's cool for us, but I mean, shit. I don't even know how to. My stories suck now. Do you got any other experiences
with? Yeah.
Shit. All right. Well, we're going to be here all night, so.
This one was also with my twin brother. Okay. So, you guys know, I'm sure, of the movie The Fourth Kind.
Yeah, we talked Absolutely about not. That last episode, no, too. Yeah,
so,
I know what you're, I got my movies mixed up last time. I know what the movie is now.
Okay, cool.
It's a very good movie.
The Fourth Kind, so that movie is based on something that actually supposedly did happen to a real family, but the family in the movie was, it's falsified. They made up fake identities and everything for the movie because I know the family in real life wants nothing to do
Like, you know of them personally or not at all? Like, you know of them?
Yeah, I've personally been to Alaska.
The way you put it. They're not in Alaska. They're in, like, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I was talking about all this research I did on them and stuff. And then when you said, I know they don't want it, I'm like, wait, did you talk to them? Like,
no. From my research on the internet, they clearly do not want to be contacted. I mean, it's also common sense. Like, But outside of that movie and the story, they're not the only ones who have reported owls, you know?
That's common. That's, like, super common. All the UFOs or whatever, you know, that topic of stories, 9 times out of 10, like, people talk about either seeing an owl before or after. Always.
Yep.
Do you think Randonautica uses owls as their logo because of that?
It's a possibility, man. Not to go off on a tangent.
Sorry.
I tried Randonautica like 3 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah.
It literally took me to like private property every single time.
Yeah.
And finally I was like, well, this area doesn't look like too bad. And so I fucking started walking through the field and everything. And the icon was like not too far off, but I was like, man, I don't want to go into these, like, this field and these woods, so I'm just going to say fuck it, and Randonautica can suck a dick. I ended up getting chiggers, like, all over me, bro. Like, I fucking had, like, bug bites, like, all over me. Shit sucked.
Sounded paranormal.
But yeah.
Ghost bugs.
Yeah. They weren't ghost bugs. They were real bugs.
Oh, okay. Was it spooky, though?
No, not at all. I did it during the day.
Oh, now I picture this at night. Now it's not as cool.
No, it definitely was not cool. It was not. I'll never do it again because it was worthless. But anyways.
But yeah, continuing my story. So, once again, my twin brother was involved in this one. Even though me and my twin brother, we look nothing alike. We have nothing in common. We've never gotten along. We still have like this connection with one another that I can't explain. Where we experience the same things or we always see the same things, you know. So, one night, once again, this was a couple years later, and I hadn't seen the movie The Fourth Kind yet. I did not see that when it came out. I was refusing to see it. I was literally, refused to see it. So, because all my friends were like, yeah, you're scared of aliens. Don't watch this movie. Oh, shit, son. So I was like, no, I'm not watching that. So anyways, once again, was sleeping one night. I had just got into bed for not even 10 minutes. And I heard the screeching noise again. And I'm like, please,
not again.
For the love of whatever is holy right now, please no. So I open the blinds and there is a tree that's in between my property and the neighbor's property. And there was a big, big, big owl chilling on the tree. And it was looking at me. And it like wouldn't look away, you know, like it knew I was going to open the blinds and it was waiting for me, you know, like it, the position it was in, like it made no sense for it. I know owls can turn their heads almost 360, but it made no sense for it to be looking at me the way it did. Hmm. And I heard the screeching noises while I was looking out the window, but I saw no aliens.
All right.
Okay. No aliens at all. Well, I don't know, I'm going to say they're aliens. And my twin brother comes busting into my room and he was like, you see that owl? And I'm like, yeah. He was like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, what do you mean? What are we going to do? It's just an owl. He was like, you hear the screeching noises again? And I'm like, yeah. So this time I was fed up because I remember having insomnia. I didn't want to deal with this. I remember taking a flashlight, going into the backyard. This was one of the moments I immediately regret doing. Oh my god. But I was like, yeah, I got these balls, man. I'm gonna go out these woods. So shine a flashlight. I see nothing. I start backing away slowly and I hear like stepping like all around me. Oh, and god. Literally I scream at the top of my lungs and I run back into my house. And I told my twin brother what happened. And we like locked all the windows and the doors and everything. And I'm sure there could be a simple explanation for that, but
that's kind of creepy.
But yeah. And then I later saw the fourth kind. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You literally kidding? It wasn't the same kind of owl though from the movie. It was a big, big barn owl. Okay. Like, yeah. But.
So it wasn't a screech owl.
No.
So it didn't sound like a screech owl.
It didn't make any noise. And when I heard the noises, it wasn't moving. Oh, and the noises sounded distant, whereas the owl was just chilling right in front of me. Hmm. So.
Wow. Man. Actually, I just got chills.
I'm jinxed with aliens, man. They need to leave me alone.
We need to send her home.
I ain't the one.
I'm trying to go to bed tonight.
But yeah.
So obviously, like you would say, like all of this stuff is scared you. You haven't like had like a good experience with any of it.
Nope.
You haven't woken up on like a cold slab or anything with a bright light. Oops, her demeanor changed. No. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought she was.
She wouldn't remember okay. It anyways.
In a cold slab. They don't want me. I'm going to tell you right now. They don't want me.
So, like, going back to like those three figures, do you think that those were like spirits or do you think that they were like of, you know, extraterrestrial origin?
I do not think they were spirits at all. Like, no. I do 100% do not think they were of this world at all.
Now, other theories with like aliens and travel and such, and just like kind of being here and the distance it would take if they came from somewhere else, stuff like that. Other people say they're interdimensional, as in they're of this world, but on a different plane of existence, such as a different vibration, a field of light, and they somehow manage the technology or something to be able to form, for lack of a better term, somewhat of like a wormhole or portal or something to be able to come into this world. And that's how they come and go so quickly.
You just described the plot to Interstellar.
I've never seen that, by the way. But like, yeah, do you think that's a thing? Maybe, do you think that may be a thing? Then why they look so physical in your present?
So why would they be making those weird noises then?
That's how they talk. I don't know.
They scream at each other.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're frustrated. Maybe they're a family on a road trip and they took a wrong turn. You know, honey, I told you to take the last exit. You know, like,
oh, it's this one bitch's house again. Get on out of here. Like, no, I don't. Like, I just can't describe it. Just from my own personal experience, I don't think it's that either. I don't think it was spiritual. I do not think
they're related to demons or angels.
No, no.
So you think that those three entities were UFOs or extraterrestrials?
Yeah. Yeah, if I didn't, I wouldn't have gotten insomnia.
So why do you think you've had so many like experiences with those entities?
What, Rich?
Only that, but like if Hood you listen Bridge. To the Hoodbridge Squad, Hoodbridge Gang, it's like Dale Shitty. Hey. So literally, because it smells like shit. But anyways, between 7 and 10 p.m., everybody simultaneously sits down and takes a shit. That's why it smells like that. But anyways, to be honest, I feel like I'm just like at the wrong place at the wrong time. Every freaking time. Like, oh my god. Like,
yeah, because like I don't think it's the same thing like with spirits or whatever. Like it's totally different. Like it's just happened chance that you come across it and
three times.
Not to scare you or say anything like that, but I've always heard that like when people come in contact with extraterrestrials that it's you're chosen and that's not like necessarily like a good thing and like you can't really get rid of it.
It's like cattle, they put a tag on you.
Basically.
I don't know what I would be chosen for. I have nothing to offer them but an attitude.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, what? They gonna discover one day. I'm gonna wake up on that slab, and they're gonna discover I ain't the one. You ever see the movie Cowboys versus Aliens? Oh my God, I'm gonna put that bracelet on. I'm gonna blow them all away, and I'm gonna get out of there. So
you're gonna be like 42 by the time you get back. This really isn't that. Oh man, that's not even too much. It's like 11 years from now.
Yeah, I don't know. I would certainly hope that's not true. That would mean my twin brother's chosen to. Oh shoot.
What?
Could be a twin thing. They're like,
ooh. Oh shit, right? Because the twins are like, ooh, magic properties or something.
Yeah, because that's what Hitler believed. He thought they experimented on twins in the Holocaust because they believed they had like
some sort of
like
magical connections.
Yeah, supernatural psychic abilities or something like that.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff connected with like Nazis and stuff. They're really, I mean,
and aliens. Yeah, they believed in aliens, and they did a lot of weird shit.
Yeah, a lot of weird shit.
Wow, this is just got 10 times spookier.
So, have you had any other experiences other than the ones that you shared?
Since then, no, but I will wake up for no reason at that same those same times at night. And I've heard things move in my room, but I attribute that to paranormal activity because I'll literally tell it, shut the hell up. And then it'll stop.
Do you mind?
Yeah, that one time I was like, do you mind? And it stopped.
Well, that's what they say. They say like the witching hour, you know, 3 o'clock or whatever. A lot of people wake up at that time and it's because like they say,
you're being watched.
That's basically you're being watched or the veil is the thinnest and you're connected to... You're more connected and sensitive to that, you know.
REM sleep.
Yeah, well, you're just more connected to the other side. And so when 3 o'clock comes and the veil is thin, you react to it. So that's why they say like a lot of people wake up around that time. And it could be.
Oh, speaking of waking up around that time, this is totally off topic for another subject. But there was a time I woke up around 3-ish and I had like, right before then and right after for like 3 hours, I had like trippy ass astral travel shit going on. But that's for like a totally another episode. I would love to cover that.
Were you on drugs?
I shall not nor deny. No,
then his wuss don't do drugs.
My mom listens to this podcast.
No. Yeah.
No, I don't do drugs. Stay in school, kids.
She's actually in the corner in the dark, right?
That's creepy.
That's the lady that just chills in my room while I sleep. You know, not my mom.
So, what would you say? Like, what do you think that extraterrestrials or UFOs are?
To me personally, I honestly don't think they're good or here to be nice. I think that they are aggressively curious and do not wish to, I think they know they're better than us and they don't wish to coexist or anything like that. I think they probably would want to harvest. They would probably want to overtake or.
Would you say it's along the lines
experiment,
of
you know,
people who don't value other living creatures with a soul? They look at them as just kind of there and they're like, they don't feel we'll do anything.
Correct. I feel like they view us like insects almost.
That's actually probably a really good description of that.
I can't think of it any other way.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought of it like if and this is just me, but I always thought like if that's the case, then if they're so far advanced than us, clearly, why not just go all out, you know, and
maybe they're toying with us.
Yeah.
Well,
or maybe they know something we can't comprehend and that's why they don't. They know something. They choose to do what they're doing because it's better for them, and yet we can't figure it out because we're stupid compared to them.
Well, I'm gonna drop this theory on you like I did to Akamu last week. So my because you've only got so many options. I mean, when you start to go into the alien topic, it's either the government knows about them, they're hiding them, they kind of work together. You know, that's like one theory. Or you've got the other theory of the government doesn't know about them and they're just, you know, doing their thing. And then the government doesn't necessarily, like, they're not connected with them, but like they know they exist. But when things happen, they just kind of hush it because they don't want the public to know, like, hey, they're real. You know, there's only
mass hysteria.
Yeah, there's only been so many theories out there. So I've always questioned it, and I'm really like fascinated with aliens but I don't like go searching for them at all. I'm really fascinated with like the topic of it and the origin of it and what it would like, how it would affect our history since the beginning of time. So I believe that aliens have been here since the beginning. Because like when me and Akamu were talking last week, regardless if they're a well-advanced species, they still have to abide by the laws of physics. Meaning, the sun light takes 8 days to travel to us. The stars that we see, most of them are dead. With that being said, if extraterrestrials were to quote-unquote be home and observing us through a telescope or something like that, what they are witnessing is the past. So if they were to come here to try to connect with us, they could possibly end up coming to a burned planet, a destroyed planet, and wasted their time because there's so many, you know, so far away. So in order for them to be here, they would have had to have already have been here, if that makes any sense.
I agree with you. I do think they have already been here.
Like Transformers.
Yeah.
And if that's not the case, then they do go through some sort of wormholes or, you know, or something of that nature. But if that's the case, then they're basically going through dimensions. And if they're going mm-hmm. through dimensions, well, then that opens up a whole can of worms for, you know, cryptid, Sasquatch, paranormal, the whole nine. I mean, the whole can, just Pandora's box, like you said, gets mm-hmm. wide the fuck open. But my theory is, I think that the government, for lack of a better term, is in communication with extraterrestrial beings. And I think that, because my whole thing is that if aliens were so far advanced and they were here to harm us, they would have just decimated us by now. I mean, what's the point of keeping us around? If they hate us so much and they are so far advanced, just freaking, you know, just do your business and go on to the next planet or whatever.
Like America. No, I'm just kidding.
So my thing is they have to have some sort of agreement. And if they have some sort of an agreement, I think the reason why the government doesn't tell us about these entities and bring it to light is because it would change a lot of what we know. There's a lot of theories out there that can't be said true because of X, Y, and Z. And there's a lot of things, you know, from the past that don't necessarily make sense. Like, how are they able to do it? You know, how do we have these things here? And yet on the other side of the world, we have similar things. And then you got religion. I think it would basically turn the cup completely upside down and it would basically destroy their business. Because, I mean, you got to think, if we have a cure for cancer, do you really think they're going to put it out? No, because cancer is a $1 trillion business they make money off of. They want you to keep having cancer. So why would they want to completely turn the table and say, okay, aliens are real and what you've known is totally false and let's rewrite history, because it would basically destroy their pocket. You know, and not only that, it would cause mass hysteria.
It could also open up new business for other things they haven't actually tried yet.
It could, yes, but do you realize how long it would take for that business to take off ground once you basically flip someone's whole entire belief system and just flush it down the toilet? It would literally be like chaos. That would be Armageddon, literally, hands down.
Man, that's what the aliens are waiting for.
So my thing is, the government is connected with the aliens as far as like communication goes, with sharing technology and allowing them to interact with us. But here's where things get, this is the theory that I brought up to him last week. So if aliens, like what if they're our ancestor, right? What if evolution is real? And what if we evolve into them? Because they are humanoid. They show very similar features. But if you were to think about us as human beings, if we were to evolve through millions of years, our physique should stay the same, but certain things would diminish, meaning our brain would get bigger. But in order for our brain to get bigger, we would have to lose some things. well, a lot of extraterrestrials, you never see pictures and you don't hear people talk about ears. Why don't they have ears? Because of telepathy. Well, how come they don't have noses? How come you don't really see a mouth? You know, there's a lot of things that if we were to evolve, if you were to look at our species and what we've already evolved into, if you were to look millions or trillions of years into the future, that's basically what we would be. So let's just say that they are us in the future. Well, if the government or the man says, okay, aliens are real, this is the truth, it would completely change what we know today. So they allow them to come down and mess with a couple people. And crazy incidences happen where a craft will crash and people will witness it. That's why the government is like on it like that. And oh, it's a hot air balloon or it's this or it's that. Okay. If they interact with a Kamu and a Kamu knows that it's real, but then the government or everybody else is like, no, it didn't happen. He's wrong. He's lying. It's not true. It doesn't alter our reality. If Marty McFly would have fucked his mom, the future would be different. The future would be different. But if aliens come and go and they pick this person or they pick that person and it's not a reality to the rest of the world, the only future that it alters is yours. And that's why people that have interactions with aliens become so mentally fucked up and they're fucked with for the rest of their life.
By aliens and probing.
Because it's like you've got one, you have to take it, and you have to take that out of humanity. Because if you don't, it may alter it. Or there's a chance that it could alter it. So it just alters your reality.
That sucks. Well, I'm so sorry, man.
Hey, you don't know they done nothing.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
And it makes sense to me because I do believe that they've been here since the beginning. I do believe that they had a part in who we are. I do believe that a lot of the things from the past, you know, archaeology, we're talking about the pyramids, we're talking about the Aztecs. Yeah, okay. All of that stuff, I think that they were connected with it. And I think that they had to leave. And the man took over and now controls what we know. We're basically cattle. That's what we are. You know what I mean?
So what does that make our cattle? I'm sorry.
Sheep? I don't know.
Sheep. Just sheep. They're all sheep.
I mean, really, if aliens are real, what's the point? And I mean, it wouldn't do no harm to tell people, right? Unless it had life-altering consequences. And what would those life-altering consequences be? Hey, these are the gods that we wrote about. Hey, these are the demons we wrote about. You know, hey, this is how the Earth came about. By the way, we look up to them. We take orders from them, you know, not the other way around. It would be like, oh, shit. You know?
It would sound too different. No, I'm just kidding.
It would completely change everything. Completely.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's always going to be that one guy that just has to be right no matter what. He'd be like, nah. He'd be like, yeah. And then there'd be a huge-ass war and shit.
Because why else would, like, if people talk about being abducted, like, why would they, like, implant you with things, basically trackers to mark you? You know, why would they go in and look into your body and do this and do that and then, like, let you go home and then be nice about it and be like, hey, you know, we're going to switch up some of your memories. We're going to block this or we're going to make us look like owls or we're going to make us look like, you know, a really weird person, but it's like it still looks like a person so it doesn't completely fuck you up. We're going to be nice and, like... not completely traumatize you. What else would be the point of that?
Maybe they need to recycle us through like their children's freaking dissecting classes or something.
Do what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think out the box here. Oh boy.
But that's what I mean. I can't go into aliens without like digging so deep.
Yeah, we had like a 3-hour freaking podcast last time because of it.
I feel that.
I mean, it just makes fucking sense. It absolutely makes sense. And a lot of people say like Bigfoot is a UFO or an interdimensional being. A lot of people say that.
His whole body is an unidentified flying object. <Okay.
laughs> But do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people say that. Okay, well, Darwin's theory, if you go through that and you look at evolution and you look through all the Neanderthals and how they came about, there's one missing link. And that's the part where it goes from this Neanderthal to us. And a lot of people think what that missing link is Sasquatch. And it's like, why don't, if that's the case, why not say that it's real? Like, what would it do? It would alter religion, not just Christianity. It would alter basically all of them.
What's tripped me out is when you look at the evolution line of, like, man, you see that we get, like, taller and taller as we go. Then all of a sudden, if that is a missing link, we go, like, 11 feet tall and then back down to 6 feet. Like, what happened?
What do you mean?
Like you said, you know, that's the missing link. The link right between us and the, like, Neanderthals right before us. Like,
right. So you're saying Sasquatch is, like, 10 feet. Well, that's, and then if it goes us.
Like, ridiculously hairy, super freaking tall, huge, like,
Neanderthals
are so much smaller.
Why is a polar bear bigger than a black bear?
Because one lives on the South Pole, the other one doesn't.
Oh.
I don't know. It's just a riddle.
Big yikes.
Why? I mean, it's basically because of where they live.
Yeah, that's why I said.
Right. So if you have adapted and evolved to what you need. A Sasquatch, on the other hand, is
evolved.
Let's just say, like, they're just another branch from, just to say, like, they couldn't coexist. Evolution takes millions of years. So these things would still exist, and this is their evolved form. So for Bigfoot to be as quote unquote as big as he is, it could make sense, because you got to look at where they're at, where they're trying to survive, what they're eating. They have to be bigger than all the prey out there.
So I understand. I get what you're saying now. Because you know the skunk ape, right? Which is like a southern form of Bigfoot.
Yeah, like,
you
notice
that the reportings are, it's shorter than the one that.
Exactly.
So where Bigfoot is, the trees are huge. They're tall. They're massive. He has to camouflage himself in that type of environment. There's huge animals out there, big cats, you know, bears and stuff like that. Whereas down south with skunk ape, lives in swampy type areas, and basically the only predator is an armadillo.
Or an alligator.
Or an alligator, yeah. So I know the reportings for skunk ape were smaller, like he's shorter.
Exactly.
Whereas, and then, like, Bigfoot's a lot taller.
And then there's some reports where, like, the skunk ape gets the name skunk ape because of the smell.
He smells like swamp ass. Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. But there's also a lot of people who report Sasquatch who say they didn't smell anything.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. You know, and the fact that they found fucking scat, they found hair, they've footprints with demo ridges. You basically have found a creature that's out there.
Yeah.
But they're not saying it's real. But it says, okay, we have DNA, matches a human, but it's not human. Then what the fuck is it?
Did you see the video of, this is like the only video of Sasquatch that I actually like believe, of like this guy like hunting in the woods, and he sees a Sasquatch looking thing that's like ripping a tree apart, and then it stands up and it's like 7 or 8 feet tall. That was skunk ape?
That was skunk ape.
Really?
That was skunk ape.
This dude, I thought that was like in California.
It was the best video of, like, they've ever
done. Dude, that guy was shaking so bad recording that.
What do you think about the...
You can see it in the swamp. It's literally just sitting down in the freaking swamp.
Oh, no.
What about the Patterson-Gimlin film?
Oh, the one that's...
Patty, yeah. Where she's walking and you see her
breasts. Yeah, that one was disproved, right?
No.
Wasn't that one disproved?
No, there's a guy who's developed it into like 8K. And you, like I said, there's people who say that, oh yeah, no, it was fake. I was in the costume, blah, 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 blah.
The costume was never found.
Right. Not to go off on a huge tangent about that, because we'll probably cover that at some point.
Yeah, that's
but
it. Oh, man, we're off.
The suit could not have been made at the time that it was filmed, because they did not have latex. They did not have, they had similar kind of things to use, but they didn't have anything like that. And in order for it to be real, it would have had to have been a very, very muscular person, because you could see all the muscles moving. It could not have been a suit. And there was a guy who claimed that he was in a suit, but it doesn't add up. And the more and more they've examined it, you can even see like scarring on it, the muscles moving, even the breasts move. I mean,
It's a female, right?
Exactly. It
was a female, yeah.
It's 100% real. See, that's the best evidence you'll ever get, because of technology today. The phones take such good pictures. So it's either Photoshopped, or it's like, oh, you couldn't get a good picture? You have a fucking iPhone. You know, right. So either way, it's not, you're never going to be able to prove it unless you have a body. And it goes the same thing hand in hand with paranormal.
Aliens and stuff.
With paranormal. Like, until you fucking suck one into a vacuum, ghosts are never going to be real.
Did they already do that? No, wait, they made a movie on that.
It's called Ghostbusters.
Shut the hell up. Oh my god. Cheez-Its crisps.
It's less than 12 seconds. We don't have to cover it.
That's Oh man. But yeah.
All right, so when it comes to any more of your experiences, I'm sure you got plenty more, right?
Not with aliens.
Oh, well, shit. Well, shit.
Do you think they're connected with religion or anything? Yes, or do you just think they're totally different?
Maybe that's the reason why religion says don't know too much.
Hold on. Actually can't.
I was going to say this earlier, but it slipped my mind because I was going down that fucking
rabbit hole.
Wormhole. So remember how I said like they can't make themselves known, and they do it to individuals because if it was a reality, it would alter the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is just me, because I am a Christian, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure other religions speak of this as well, but basically saying like you cannot physically look at God because he is the Almighty, he's too powerful, his light's so bright, he will like destroy you. Blind you instantly. Yeah, because he's just so...
Yeah.
So majestic. His energy is just so... strong.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we don't come in contact with like aliens. Because or because it's not necessarily that if we see them we'll explode, because obviously, right? But maybe it's like when you said to them their knowledge is so great, and to us we wouldn't be able to comprehend it. And if they were to try to tell us, like, it would be like, meh, and you're fucking, that's when you like see like the old like 70s horror movie where you start melting and shit and
turning into the thing.
Turning into the thing. Yeah, that's the first horror movie I ever saw. But so I actually don't have like enough answers for myself to confirm whether I believe they're connected or not. Mm-hmm. Like I can't.
There's some uncanny similarities.
Confirm and say, you know, like that's a very hard one for me.
Somebody with three experiences and we still don't have all the answers. Maybe we are stupid. Maybe we can't
figure it out. I don't have any experience with aliens. I just been to places where aliens happen to be and I didn't fucking know.
Oh. I don't know if I've ever.
Yeah, like the only place we're going is.
Oh, right. And I've also been to Woodbridge plenty of times.
The only place I'm going is the location of the Flatwoods Monster. Other than that, I ain't doing shit, son. All
right.
But yeah.
I can't remember where that's at.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yep.
Mountain.
Where they leave out Mountain Dew and Cheez-Its for Mothman.
Oh, I'm about to sound really stupid.
Uh-oh.
Is the Flatwood Monster... That's real. Not Mothman, is it?
No. Flatwoods Monster is an alien.
Oh, okay.
It's a really polygonal alien.
Yeah, it has like the shape of like a head shape of like a spade on like a deck of cards, you know, the ace of spades.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's
a spade shaped head with like a triangular dress
like
body.
Big red eyes, very long.
The fuck?
Fingers.
Salad fingers and shit.
Yeah. That's
it's
one of my old time favorite cryptid stories. Yeah, Salafingers. Yeah,
it's essentially West Virginia's Pokemon.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, that's my second favorite cryptid is the Flatwoods Monster.
Yeah, we first definitely got to cover some of these. definitely got to cover those.
See, I'll go after Bigfoot because I'll have guns.
Yes, sniper.
Yes, Matt, we know you've been working out. Come on.
No, but I would never go after aliens intentionally. Not a chance in the world. Not
yeah, one. I'm right there with you.
I mean,
I'm right there with
I would
you.
Make one exception, and that's for Skinwalker Ranch. But that's it.
That's I'm surprised it. Even that.
Yeah, but there's so much other shit there, that's why. But like, I would never just go like, let's go explore abandoned Area 51. Like, no, not doing that.
Yeah, I guarantee you it's not abandoned.
I'm just saying, like, if it was.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, if they did have abandoned parts, quote unquote, I guarantee you it's not actually.
All right, so, like, have either one of you seen the video of, they say it's fake, but they're like, it's like the man interviewing an alien.
Yes, I've seen that.
And he's the future. Yeah, that's kind of.
Then he's like smoking a cigarette, or am I just thinking of Paul?
You're thinking of Paul, bro.
Yeah, that's Paul. He's
super. But no, like that video, I mean, a lot of people said, like, even though it's not real, like, think about it, though.
It's very well done, though.
But think about it.
But what if?
I think I've seen that video, but for some
it's
reason.
It's like very dark.
I think he's like, yeah, he's like bitch like slapping really around voice. The alien or something like that. Is he like
no.
bitch slapping him
no,
around?
I think they made a spoof.
Oh, okay. They're
probably
really, really freaking funny.
It's like backhanding him. Like, what the hell are you doing, son? Or something.
But no, yeah. This thing's interesting.
So, do you have like any like scary story, even if it's like off topic, to leave us on?
Oh man, and that might segue.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and talk briefly about the haunting in my house.
Mm.
Lovely.
So, like I said, my townhouse complex is old, so old that when we moved in, the sockets caught on fire. Like, sure, they were so old, they melted and caught on fire when we plugged in the vacuum. And then the guy who came and repaired it was like, yeah, these sockets are from, like, the 60s. That's dangerous. And I'm like, that's cool. It smelled like fish and feet.
Ew.
Like, the sweaty feet like into
fish
one.
Feet.
Like, fish. Sure. But anyways, so, nothing has happened in a long time. But I remember this being like the most intense paranormal experience over a long period of time that I've ever had. So from what I have gained in my extended research and knowledge in certain subjects, evil entities like to latch themselves onto specific people for specific reasons. And I am almost positive an entity latched itself onto my mother for specific reasons, because she is not a very nice person. I won't get into that subject. That's a whole other story for another time. But once again, I lived on the top floor. I always liked sleeping in pitch dark with the doors open. That's just how I like to sleep. It has to be pitch dark with complete silence, blah, blah, blah.
The voice.
So first year we moved into the townhouse. Because I moved into the townhouse when I was a sophomore in high school, so I haven't lived there my whole life. We would hear things moving around in the kitchen at night. Just like dishes moving or something like that. I thought it was weird. Maybe nobody put a dish away properly.
Or the ghost was hungry.
Or the ghost was hungry, yeah.
Where's the damn spoons at? Opening cupboard shut.
After a couple of months, things would get a little worse. Dishes would fall and break, or it sounded like things were getting thrown. Mm. Chairs were moving. You could hear them move across the floor. It just got stupid, honestly. Like, I was just so fed up. Then it would stop for like a year or two, and then it would pick back up again and get even more progressively violent. Then one night, my best friend, Avery, spent the night. She slept on the couch. And they said in the middle of the night they heard growling coming from the basement, and they never wanted to spend a night ever again. So after being told that, I remember one night I'm in the living room. I have the lights on. It's late at night. The TV's off. I'm sitting on the couch on my laptop, and I see like a black figure move across the TV screen in the reflection across the living room. Immediately froze. Shook my head, went to bed. That night, I heard very heavy and aggressive footsteps come up the staircase and then stop, just enough to where whatever it was could peer over the top of the staircase and either look into my mother's bedroom or my bedroom. And I firmly felt a presence standing there. And then it would slowly walk back down the stairs. Nights go on. Things once again are being thrown in the kitchen, much more aggressively this time. And then one night I'm sitting in the living room watching TV with my mother. And out of the corner of my eye, I see on the coat rack. Now, before I get what happens on the coat rack is not near the door. It is not near a window. It is not near a vent. There's no way at all this could have happened by air or anything. I slowly start to see a sleeve on a jacket lift completely up. It freezes me in the place that I'm at. And then it slowly comes back down. And mom's looking at me like, what's wrong? Like, she's like freaked out because she's never seen my face look like that before. And I can't tell her because my mother is very traditional Catholic. Mm-hmm. And if anything paranormal happens, she's going to blame it on me and call me evil that I summoned something in the house or something. You know, I don't even want to go there. That's so nice. I keep information like that to myself when it comes to her. So this next part, I actually have proof on my old phone of this. I'm home alone. My mom had just left for work. I'm trying to sleep in, so it's a weekend. My twin brother's gone. My sister doesn't live with us at this point. All of a sudden, the radio in my mom's room turns on and it's blaring. Literally blaring, and it's distorted as heck.
I would have ran over there and punched
like it. So I was like, okay. I get up. I go turn it off. Mm-hmm. I lay back in bed. Not even 30 seconds later, it starts blaring again, and it's distorted. The radio never sounds like this. It's a nice radio, and my mom uses it as an alarm, and it goes, you know, like one of those. But it's a radio station that's a local one. I think it's like 97.3, I want to say. And it's distorted every time it keeps turning back on. And I have this whole thing recorded on my phone.
I'm afraid to listen to that.
It's a video, so you have to watch it.
Oh, so I won't hear it.
You will hear and see everything.
Oh, there's something that happens.
Yes. So when I turn back to go back to my bedroom, one of my stuffed animals on my bed moves. It's my black goat. I'm okay with seeing that. You know, Black Phillip? Yeah. He moves on my bed, and you can see it on the video.
Oh, it feels alive.
Yeah. I still cuddle with him. After that incident.
I was going to say we should do an investigation of your house, but your mom.
Yeah.
She would never. She doesn't even like that I'm a paranormal investigator at all. She thinks that's just so stupid. She thinks I'm evil.
That's actually a good
thing. That's the devil.
To piggyback off of. At the very beginning when we're talking about ourselves, you know, what we do and stuff, and I mentioned having a team with two people. She is one of the members of Paranormal Coven. She is our demonologist and occultist. So
big facts.
I could have mentioned it at the beginning, but I was so fixated on this UFO stuff, I forgot.
What's ironic is that my mother thinks I'm evil and bringing evil things in this house, whereas I literally took classes and courses on non-denominational demonology and occultism, and she thinks what I'm doing is, I don't know, like, I'm trying to like prevent that kind of stuff, you know, whereas she thinks I'm causing it, you know. It's like
Catholics. No offense, but Catholicism, they don't all, and even Christians, some Christians are like that. They say all spirits are evil, and that if you come in contact with anything, it's against God's will. And even though it may seem like it's harmless and it was a person, it's evil. All things are evil because people go to heaven and the demons and bad people stay on earth. And I'm just like, come on, bro.
That's why I'm thinking, like, this is why they don't want us to know too much, because they're like, oh, it's evil, run away. You know?
Who?
Don't think about it. Just be completely mind no,
that's
to
only,
being
fucking that's only old, that's only old school
people and hardcore. Yeah.
The people that have never had an experience. Those kind of people. And some people do have experiences and they don't, Like, I've heard so many people be like, oh, I go ghost hunting, but I've never had a paranormal experience, or I've just never had one. It's like, well, did you have anything weird happen? Well, yeah, I had this happen. It's like, bruh. And you don't take that as, like, being something.
Yeah. I mean, my dog flew across from me.
But I mean, hey. Sneezed. Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
And then what's ironic about it all, too, as well, is that my mom will sit and watch Ghost Adventures and make fun of Zach B.
Yes. I mean, not to, like, bash him. I'm just, yeah, like, I'm just, you know, I used to watch.
She can't.
It was entertaining.
So she can't stand him. So she just makes. She'll just literally turn to it as a form of entertainment and make fun of him. Like,
Zach Biggins, paranormal investigator and filmmaker.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's one episode where he's like laying on the floor in like a haunted house or something, and he's like, "If you were the evil spirit in this house, drop this axe on my face." Which my mom literally screamed. She's like,
I mean, fuck, for the evidence, though, I mean, that's some balls.
Sure, but you'll be dead.
I know. It's like, man, you freaking nuts, but I'm glad it's
But they caught it on camera, and that's what's important. Yes.
Yeah. I know, right? I'm glad it's not me that has to do this. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I watch. I'm like, you know, if something happens, it's because you did it, because nobody else will. I just, all right, let's see.
I'm going to go off on a tangent since you brought it up.
Yeah, number tangent number three, I guess. Yes.
What happens on the show?
So, remember when I said I wanted to do a show about paranormal television and YouTube and whether it does good or bad?
I like how he's just like moving his trailer across.
I'm trying not to say too much, but so I do. When I first started doing paranormal investigating, like physically, like going out there to places, the Ghost Adventures was my influence. That's like I went to. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the first place I went to was Trans-Allegheny. Second place I went to was West Virginia State Penitentiary. Third place was Rolling Hills Asylum. All because I saw that on TV. I was like, you don't. I mean, what? Trans-Allegheny?
It's a whole nother game once you're there. Yes, I totally.
Well, no, Trans-Allegheny is great.
Yeah.
What the penitentiary? Great guys that run the tour. They have a YouTube series. They're actually somebody I really look up to. Paranormal Quest, shout out. And Rolling Hills, though, don't.
All right.
But no, I do. I won't say other names of TV shows, but what I will say is I do know of TV shows at specific places that I've been to that production did things. Mm-hmm. I have it proof from eyewitnesses. Ghost Adventures, I have never heard anything come out of them. There's even a bishop who has been on their show multiple times, and he has told them stop doing this because he's on that side of the fence where they're all evil. Like, yeah, it even says in the Bible, like, do not practice necromancy. Technically, doing a simple EVP or just in your mind talking to something that is no longer living is.
Well, I guess there's no communication with Jesus.
And Zach Bagans is Catholic himself. So.
Yeah, I know, right.
But I just lost it off the top of my tongue. The what did I say that guy was?
Oh, it's Bishop.
The Bishop. Yeah. He's telling him, like, don't even, you guys need to stop. And he has come on the show and they tried to, like, coax him into, like, saying certain things and asking him a question multiple times to see if he would, like, maybe say what they wanted him to say, and he would never say it, so he didn't get aired on certain episodes. But he would still go back, and he is a man of faith who says, like, hey, you guys shouldn't even be doing this stuff. Like, he goes there because these families or whatever genuinely need help, but he still goes in there with the intentions of, like, he's a good dude, and he's like, hey, these people need help. This is something that's real, but I'm going to tell these guys, like, don't fuck with this shit. You need to quit your show. Like, he's being real with them, right? Yeah. He's even come out publicly and said they've never faked anything. Every show that he's been on, the evidence that they caught is exactly what he witnessed. The only thing I would say about them is, dude, look at it from this point. They've been doing it for like a decade now. I'm already at this point to where when you've been doing it for so long and you've seen so much and you've gone to all these places, talking to your dead grandmother doesn't just do it for you anymore. You want that darkness because that's where you get your evidence. That's why I don't like, that's why my team is so diverse, because Dan likes going to residential places and helping people, you know, and dealing with like kids, spirits, and the good side. I'm over here like, I want to see some shit thrown and like hit me.
You just want evidence like straight in your face.
Like, exactly. Like
not the littlest thing.
And the only way to get that is to go to places with trauma, like mental asylums or prisons and stuff like that. So you have to look at it from their point of view of, man, I've been doing this for so long. This just talking to my grandmother isn't doing it for me anymore. I need the dark stuff. So a lot of people say like, oh, it's always demons this, demons that, blah, 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 blah. You have to understand they don't take the proper precautions. None of them get cleansed. None of them do anything to protect themselves, because they say they're using their bodies for science. They're seeing what your body reacts to after years and years and years, or a lifetime of dealing with
paranormal things. That's exactly what Zach described. The sole purpose of Ghost Adventures.
Exactly.
To be living experiments to see what happens to the human mind and body over extended period of time exposed to negative energy.
Exactly. And
literally almost at, word for word.
if you look at, like, let's say they die. If anyone is going to give us evidence, it's going to be them, because they've done it for so long. They're so connected to that side that when they do pass, they're going to be the ones with all the answers.
All charged.
I mean, if you really think about it, because now in our generation, in our lifetime, this is becoming acceptable versus back in the day, it was totally forbidden. You couldn't do it. You know, to have a seance was like totally not like cool to do.
Yeah.
So now it's becoming more acceptable. So people like me and you and your team and my team, let's say, you know, we continue to do this for the rest of our lives and we pass. We're already so connected to that side. Like, I feel like within our lifetime, after our lifetime, is when the answers are going to start getting solved, because we're so invoked or involved in this field. But I do think that, yes, they over embellish for show, like for TV. Because, I mean, even when I'm video editing, I'm like, this wasn't really creepy, but I'm going to put this in front of it to make it seem, to give it more of like a creepy factor. Not that I'm altering or changing evidence, but it's like putting creepy music behind something to make it more entertaining. So it's the same sense as them. Like, that's why they do that, because it's entertaining. It sells for the show, you know, but do they fake it? I don't think so. Do I think that they overreact? Absolutely. Because they've been doing it for 10 plus years. They're going to be kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? They're kind of used to it.
Yeah.
So they're going to overreact and stuff like that, but they're also going to these crazy fucking places, dude.
Yeah.
And they started out just like me and you. They literally started out just like me and you. People are like, oh, he's fake, because both Nick Groff and Zach Bagans are both, they went to film school. Okay, they went to film school. They made a fucking documentary that just so happened to get picked up, blown up, because of what they caught. It got broadcasted in the Nevada news, and they got a TV show from Travel Channel. That's how it started. Like, cry me a river, bro. You're just salty that they got what you wanted, you know? But I have heard that other shows, other popular shows, competitors, totally wonky, totally fake. And yet these people come out and they like talk about how they're credible, and we don't use certain pieces of equipment because it's not, you know, for science. It's not made by a scientist, and we don't fake our stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to piggyback off of that. But I mean, like, I agree. Nah, but
like, Zach Bagans, if you ever listen to this, I got you, man.
Well, what I was gonna say was, like, you know, if they do cross through the other side and then they do know and they have all the answers or whatever, and we do get them on like EVPs and stuff, I think it's not as easy to transfer those answers per se.
Right.
I wouldn't assume so anyway, because, like, let's say we're having a EVP session with a ghost, and the ghost is like, hey, what's it feel like to be alive? Or what's it feel like to be a boy or something, or a girl? And it's like, it's so natural to our current state that we're like, can't really describe that, you know? So when you cross over, your natural essence is just there. You are natural still. You are this free-floating consciousness that is just in its current presence, no longer in the living body. So therefore, it can't quite connect to it, you know? Mm-hmm. So whatever memories you may have had about that, I'm not sure how they would transfer well enough for you to understand them then, except for what you're in now, but you wouldn't be able to explain it. The only reason why I say that is because I did a spirit board session once and I asked a certain question, and in my head I got that kind of answer, and on the spirit board it was like confused. It was like thinking and couldn't quite start anything. I'm like, is it just really hard to explain it? It was like, yes. I'm like,
sure.
Damn,
that's
it.
That's a person who just lived a normal life and died, not somebody who's
overexposed to the other side and really connected.
Right.
That might be a lead there. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. So maybe there's some sort of hope.
I mean, dude, Aaron
won't know until it happens.
Aaron Goodwin won't even shake somebody's hand or take a gift from somebody because he thinks that they might have like blessed it or christened it or done something to like
to save his soul.
Yeah, because he's like, he's totally like, even somebody that they like, they went to their place or whatever. It was like a witch or something. She's like, you need to cleanse yourself. And he's like, nah, bro. And like, they were like doing like a after the show kind of thing where they like sat down and talked about each episode, and she came on and she was talking to him or whatever and like tried to like give him something, and he was like, he got mad. He was like, no, I'm good. And she's like, no, take it. He's like, fuck off, like, I'm not doing this.
I've been doing this for 10 years. I don't want to fuck up now. Nah, that's crazy. But I mean, like, you know, if they chose, them three chose to, for themselves to go through this for other people, okay, like, you know, go for it and teach us. But like, you know, at least they're not forcing everybody else to do it. You like some people, they force their own beliefs and by choices onto others.
So right,
that's a thing. Okay, cool. But got any experiences with that? All right, so nothing left. We pretty much wrapped it up then, huh?
Yeah. For the
those are some trippy ass stories, man. A lot of really awesome tangents.
Yeah, I don't really get to tell them that often, so. Yeah.
Well, now the whole world knows.
Yeah. The whole world.
Scheisse.
The whole world of mostly just the United States.
And 1% Germany.
Hey, Germany.
What's up, squad? Germany squad. Second generation American. What's up?
There you have it. This has been your second part episode of UFOs on Talk About Spooky. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you, Vane, for showing up on the show and telling your stories.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It was honestly really, really fun.
All right. So remember, guys, if you got a story of your own, you can always email it to us at talkaboutspooky@gmail.com. You can send it via a text or a voice clip. You can also even just send it right there on our Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Talk About Spooky. And you can find all of our streaming platforms, find us on all of our major streaming platforms, which you can also find on anchor.fm/talkaboutspooky. So,
Yeah, and if you leave us a review on whichever platform that you listen to us on, it would do us justice. And if you subscribe to our show on whichever platform that you listen to us from, it would really help us out as far as when someone goes to search for a paranormal show, we won't necessarily be at the bottom of the list since we are a new show.
Mm-hmm. So, don't forget to like and follow as well on Facebook and Instagram.
And if you have any cool stories or anything you want to share or a topic that you want us to cover, you can also post that onto our Facebook as well.
Give us some ideas.
Or send it to us through an email. And from this point on, because doing the shows every week, it's a little too much on us as far as our schedule goes. We're going to start going back to every other week until we are able to pick back up and go full throttle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of bit off a little bit more than we could chew at the very beginning, but we're just really eager to get you guys some really awesome stories.
And I think we have our next topic picked out, but I think we'll have to talk a little bit more about that before we publicly
announce that.
But if you like this show, share it. Word of mouth does us great because we are doing this out of pocket. So any kind of advertising from listeners would do us a really huge favor. And as always, stay safe.
And don't forget to talk about spooky.
No part of this show can be reproduced without the permission of the host, Matt and Adam, from Talk About Spooky. Copyrights reserved.